Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is 90.9 WBUR. Boston FBI agent John Connolly will soon be freed from a Florida prison. He spent nearly 19 years behind bars. Connolly was convicted of second-degree murder for leaking information to mobster James Whitey Bulger. The tip-off led to the killing of gambling executive John Callahan nearly 40 years ago. Earlier today, a Florida commission voted to release Connolly on medical grounds. He has cancer and reportedly has less than a year to live. Here's WBUR reporter Allie Jarmanning.
John Connolly has long maintained his innocence, insisting he was the fall guy in the FBI when Bulger's relationship as a murderous informant was exposed. Connolly is now 80, suffering from cancer and diabetes, and lives at a state prison hospital. But he will be released within a few days to receive treatment and stay at a friend's Florida home. James McDonald is Connolly's attorney. He says the decision is fair.
It's a humane and merciful outcome. Here's a guy who has spent the last 20 years in jail. He's now 80. He's got terminal illness, and to let him out is merciful. And it does reflect positively on the state of Florida not to be vindictive.
A DEA agent who worked with Connolly, Jerry Franciosa, pleaded with the hearing officers to show mercy.
I think the time has come to show some compassion and do the right thing and just let John finish out his life under the sunshine, because putting him back in jail is not going to serve anyone's purpose.
Nobody opposed Connolly's release, not even the victim's family. John Callahan's son, Patrick, told the board in a written statement, "Let his family have this year with him before he dies." John's widow, Mary Callahan, agreed with her son. At 81, she knows herself the toils of age.
They say he's a free man. He's not free. His illness is going to keep him prisoner. And I know what it's like to be in your 80s and to have your body falling apart. It's not pleasant.
Even out of prison, Connolly is still fighting to prove his innocence. He's waiting for a judge to rule on his bid for a new trial. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmanning.